At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, and I'm Eddie, and I'm still under the weather, but I know the least about sports. I am your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's.
I'm Pitts. I am from Kansas, big Chiefs fan, big Jayhawks fan, big Royals fan, and love to argue sports. And I know right in between Eddie and Box, probably.
And yeah, we got a special guest, Toolbox, which is also known as my dad. He's in town. Yeah! Welcome, welcome. Get that microphone. Get that microphone by your face and say hello to everybody.
Hello. And I'm sorry, but he's not the sports expert today.
Oh, that's
you have
right.
A new one sitting in.
Because you are.
That's it.
All right, let's start it off. What were you going to say?
I was just going to ask a quick question. Would you say that he has all his sports knowledge because of you, Toolbox?
No.
No?
No.
He
can remember stuff that I have no idea. It's gone years ago. I am impressed of how he can come up with stuff.
Yeah, like dumb stats.
Yeah.
And then use it against you in some dumb argument. Yeah.
Do you hear that? Yeah. You hear the cough?
Yeah, tell him.
That's my son. He's in the awesome. He's in the building. And
Baby Box!
Baby Box!
Grandpa hasn't killed him yet.
How is he not crying? I love it.
No, he's just chilling. He's just chilling.
I'm telling you, he's the easiest baby you've ever seen.
I would have just thought the yelling would have, but no, he's loving it.
I told him he better not have another one because he will know. Because he complains about this one. I said, no.
You complain about your baby?
Well, I complain when he starts crying.
He's like his daddy. I think
like he woke up, like last night, he woke up at 2:30 and then 3:30. Okay? He was sleeping till 5, 6 in the morning, but when mom goes out of town, guess what?
He's up.
He wants to wake up in the middle of the night.
Well, he wants to party. You're the party animal.
Mama has that little special thing she gives him before he goes to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Benadryl. All right, coach.
All right, let's play the game that's sweeping in America. It's called Would You Rather?
Wait, what?
Oh, you got to hit the button.
I did. Oh, dang it.
That's okay.
Amateur hour.
Amateur hour here on the Sore Losers podcast.
Where's
okay.
Ray?
Where's Ray?
Oh.
Would you rather find out you're adopted or find out that your parents have a secret family?
Like say,
right
like,
now.
Like dad's got a secret family? Like
yeah.
Mother? It'd be tough for mom to have two families.
No. Mom can have another family.
Well, if she works.
Oh yeah, if she was pregnant, she would it would show.
Well,
in front
we'd probably
of you.
Know, yeah. Unless but see, I think about like, you know, moms that are like have jobs overseas or something, they're gone for months at a time. Or maybe military. They could totally have families, right?
That's a good point.
I didn't think about that. It'd just be tougher. Pregnancy is hard to hide.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Coach, I think I would probably, right now in the stage of my life, I mean, whatever my parents do, it's just like, it's your life. You can do whatever you want. They had separate families. I'd be like, cool. Let me meet my brothers. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know.
Lunchbox.
The whole adopted thing, I mean, that's tough, man. The way people just having to learn things and retrace your life and find your real parents and all that, like, I just don't think I want to go through something like that.
Man, that would be such a tough question, because the fact that my dad would be hiding a brother or a sister or something from me and he was betraying our family, that would feel so weird. But then to learn you're adopted and they've hidden that from me for 37 years.
That's messed up.
Ah, man, that is so hard. But I think I'd rather find out I'm adopted.
Wow.
I think I'm going to go with adopted too, because even if you weren't told the truth, at least you still had those people had your best interest in mind,
right,
that you can take care of. There was some validity to your identity. If you don't know your secret family, then you're just kind of like, crap.
No, but that's found out though. Either way, you just found out both of your lives.
It's weird.
Yeah, but
I think
knowing the
out.
Adoption, like, it stops right there. You know what I'm saying? You just know that those aren't your biological parents. That would start a search. But the secret family, I would think they're hiding something. Adoption, you're not hiding something.
So would you search if you were adopted for your parents?
Adopted?
Yeah.
I don't know that,
so
I would search for an adoption.
I don't know that I would,
because
care.
I don't know if you're searching for somebody who's searching for you. I mean, it depends on the circumstances of the adoption. A secret family, I feel like they're hiding something from me.
Yeah, searching for your adoptive parents, I don't know, because I'm not in that situation, so I don't know what it feels like to find out that you're adopted. Do you feel, some people feel like they're missing something. Some people say, you know what, I don't care, because these people raised me, they gave me a good home, they were my mom and dad, and so I don't even, like, what my birth parents did, they made that decision, and it turned out for the best. But it would be weird.
Unless I had medical problems, I'm not sure I would care to look for them.
Can we see the bank accounts?
Can you get any money from them? I don't think you can.
I don't know.
They gave you
off. You might
off.
Be able, hey, to guild them into it.
If they're running a secret, if they're running a secret family, they probably got secrets. So maybe you can turn their secrets against them. And get a little.
All you guys are going against secret
so
family.
Dirty,
yeah, I can't do secret family. That'd be hard. That'd be so hard.
That'd be dirty.
That'd be dirty. That would hurt more than find out you're adopted.
Adoption is more common, so I mean, it would be like, I'm not the only one. I get that. Secret families, you don't hear about that
well,
a lot.
Well, adoption, you're looking for two people, a man and a woman. Well, here, a secret family, where's your search take you? I mean, I
know you got a story.
My
buddy in college.
No, my cousin-in-law, I guess that's what they would be called. She is the result of a secret relationship.
Oh, wow.
Like, her father... Okay. Was married and had kids, and then he was sneaking around with the mom and had her.
But was mom married and all that?
No,
no, it's okay. So,
but
did they stay together?
No, he just
one and done, and he's out.
No, brother and sister.
Oh boy, two.
They always told
Toolbox, is this your family?
No. The cousin-in-law. Cousin-in-law.
Okay. Is this your brother?
Not that I know of.
If video could have captured that.
I mean, isn't that crazy? No. Like, that's nuts. So he had two secret children away from his family.
That's dirty.
Now, I was just going to say, my wife, her brothers and sisters always told her she was adopted, because I'm sure you... Well, they had five kids. So in the beginning, there was a lot of pictures of the first one. Then there was a little less of the second. By the time you got down to the fifth, there was like one picture of her. And they'd always said, see?
Whoa.
That's funny.
You were adopted.
I like, too, when people kind of figure out that they were born before the marriage, you know, of the parents.
Yeah, start doing the math.
They start doing the math. You're like, when was your wedding? Like,
your spring formal was in March. You graduated in May, and I
was born in December.
I'm trying to figure out.
But it's weird to me that parents continue to lie about it. Like, I don't see a big deal, you know? Like, why lie to your kids about it? There's no shame. We're all adults now.
Listen, my older brother.
This is the craziest.
Come on.
He was living with his now wife. But they had apartments right next to each other, and she ran a phone line into that apartment, because when her parents would call, that phone would ring, and she would pick it up like she was in her own apartment.
That's what I did.
Her parents were still lived in the same general area. My parents lived in Kansas, but I thought that was weird.
Now, that brought me up a story. I'm like, wait a minute, I've heard a story. That's your damn story.
My parents lived an hour and a half away, but I had one apartment here, and my girlfriend had her apartment next to mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Now wife.
Now wife.
Yes.
And we would stay at my place, or sometimes she would just go to her place and hang out. And once, if she needed space, she'd go to her place. But for the most part, we were at my place.
That's where I heard the story. That's funny.
But we had two apartments, mostly two, to tell my parents.
And
like,
they're still married happily with kids. Thank
you,
brother. Let that be a lesson to you.
Now, would you be okay with your son, who, if he's going to college in a few years, if he wants to live with his girlfriend, would you be okay with that?
I'm okay with anything as long as the conversation's there. As long as we have a conversation, like, son, you know, like, what you're doing, you know?
As long as that door's open, then you're satisfied. Even if you don't like the topic, at least they come to you.
Correct.
If you always have communication, that's a win.
It's the thing. When we were kids, we felt like there's no way my parents found out. We're in deep crap.
Right.
Like, really, when it comes down to it, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
They're really not going to do anything.
They're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
They can't do anything.
Correct.
Unless they're supporting you financially.
Which they weren't.
I'll tell you when we told my parents we were engaged, we were going to get married, my parents took it that we were going that night, and my mom goes, don't do anything, we'll be right there. They lived in Kansas and we were in Illinois. They said, whoa.
You're right there.
Jump on 70 and they're headed east,
baby. Whoa.
They were going to drive all night. They were driving all night. And that's how we play Would You Rather?
Game on! All right.
Okay, guys, we have discovered the craziest thing people do for entertainment I have ever seen in my life.
For money.
It's called cowboy pinball. Okay? So it's at the rodeo, and this one was in Kentucky.
Oh, does that have to do with little people?
No. Yeah.
Immediately to little people? Where did you get that?
I went rodeo clowns and then little people.
That's no. Bad, so it takes people out of the stands, and they have little circles drawn all over the rodeo floor. And you have to stand inside this circle, and there's like 20 people. And they release a bull. Okay?
I like it already.
Are you in a barrel?
No.
Wait.
Brother, I'm about to show you the video. I want you to watch it live. No, Eddie, don't hit it yet.
I'm not.
So
they're just spectators.
Are spectators out of the stands. And they have a $100 bill attached to the bull. And the winner...
Oh, I love it.
You have to stay in the circle. You have to stay in your circle. And whoever grabs the $100 bill wins.
No.
I bet that is hilarious.
Okay, you ready? Brother.
They scramble.
No, when you see this,
brother,
you'll like...
Am I the only one that hadn't seen this?
No, Eddie hasn't
seen it.
Eddie, you watching?
Yeah. You want me?
Yeah, hit play. 1, 2, 3.
All right, I see the circles.
Circles? All right, now watch the bull come out of the chute.
You have got to be kidding me.
Immediately, three people move out of the way.
Okay,
they're out of their circle.
No, they didn't move. The bull threw
when it starts. Let's keep in mind that these circles are right where the gate opens.
Fast forward to the 340
I said,
mark.
Whoever picked that circle is... I'm gone.
340.
Yeah, get ready.
Hold on, baby box. We're doing a podcast.
The video, last time I played it, it started right at the right spot.
Okay, so did they put the bull back in?
They put a new bull in.
Okay.
I'm about to see something that I don't want to see.
Yet. Yes,
There's about seven people left, right?
Yeah, there's about seven people left.
I'll give them $100. I don't want to watch somebody get hurt.
Oh, you better get ready then. You see those guys dapping each other like, oh, yeah, we're still in it.
Are they not nervous? Like, you can die, run.
There's,
I don't know how much beer you can drink.
I think there's two girls there.
Yeah, there's girls down there.
There's girls there.
Oh, here we go.
But they put the girls on the outside.
Them's women.
No, she's in the middle.
Oh.
Oh!
You have got to be kidding me, dude. It's $100.
Well, no, I'm not there yet.
He's coming back.
There he is. Oh, gosh! He just took that dude out.
Dude, that's not a joke. Like, he's going to kill somebody. He's got him pinned up against the wall.
Yeah, that's it. Two people left.
Dude, Lane Frost met Jesus with less contact with a
bull. Hey, that guy's done. That guy might...
He's not moving, bro.
Coach, did you get an update on that guy? He's dead.
He got stretchered out of there.
Dude, $100 won't pay for your flight to the hospital.
That's what I told him.
No.
I do.
That's a good point. This is not worth $100.
In all honesty, joking aside, what's that worth to you?
I'm not sure I'd
do it for a grand.
I don't think I would do it for $1,000.
I really don't.
And if I'm that guy right in front of the gate...
I want insurance coverage.
If I'm in front of the gate, I'm automatically just out.
I'm done.
We only laugh at that because there's no fatalities. Do you realize how...
You don't know if that guy...
No, I will laugh at it because they got in there voluntarily.
That was my next question. Was it voluntary when you were selected?
I mean, these aren't prisoners from the jail.
Honey, I got picked to go chase... Ooh, me, 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 me
Hey, he's got a good idea. Get prisoners from the jail to do this.
That's great, dude.
Instead of death row, just put them all out there. Let her rip.
You don't even need prisoners. These idiots are at the rodeo. They're like, I'll do it. I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it.
The jury find the defendant guilty. We sentence you to pinball.
I love how tough the people in the back are, though.
We've got our headphones on. Is there audio? Are there people going? There's got to be screaming from the crowd,
and then,
dude.
What's crazy? Oh, that other guy got.
There's no way he didn't break something.
No. He's not moving.
Did you see,
brother?
The one
they had
guy,
to drag him out.
But they would tell you.
The one guy just sort of casually moved out.
Oh yeah, casually moved out of his circle.
I said I'd been running.
Who developed this?
Hey,
like,
coach.
They're starting that ring. My favorite part
is the guy that gets hit right out of the gate. He gets up finally. And then as he's running, going, the ball comes back to get him.
I love it.
That's the first one, he comes back around.
But did you see the guy when he's coming back around get nailed?
Oh, yeah.
Watch, here he goes. Boom!
Now I'm curious, though, won? Two people left.
He got a horn in him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That dude
brother,
he
that's
came
how
back,
Lane Frost died.
That's what I'm saying. No, that was less than Lane Frost.
Who's Lane Frost?
Eight Seconds, the world champion.
Never seen it.
Lane great Frost. Movie. Coach,
best ever.
Frontier Days bull riding competition. He was the bull riding champ. Like, mm-hmm. He was the
like
the
he died,
dude.
He died in his prime. Watch 8 Seconds. He could have been on for a lot of years.
Hold on.
You got to post this. Or you got
to
send this link.
Go to the 440 mark. This dude gets rammed into the rail. No. Go to the 437 mark. The dude, he's trying to act cool and trying to act tough over here on the left side. And the bull runs him right into the wall.
Look at Chick. Like, there, at no point am I ever turning away from
brother,
where the bull is. Like,
brother, watch. This guy's acting tough
one
right
of
here.
Those girls?
Watch yep. it. Watch. Oh,
these bulls are dead.
He's getting done.
That bull stuck with a guy for like 10 seconds.
Dude, this isn't entertainment. That's dumb.
No, that's
that,
funny.
It's funny, but it's only funny because we know the outcome.
You ain't gonna mean?
Take, if you took that around to a rodeo.
Oh, I'd go watch it.
This is bigger than rodeo.
I'm saying you're gonna bury somebody.
If they announced this was coming to Bridgestone Arena, I would buy tickets to go see 100%, this tomorrow.
100%. But you're going to bury somebody on
people
that tour.
But they say they do this all the time.
Well, they can wear vests.
That'll help me.
They can wear vests and helmets. Living, duck down inside of a barrel, but they can wear vests. Give me a vest. I'm going in.
Like,
hey, you know what, though? They got to do it for more than 100.
I'll tell you what. Like, 150, I won't wear a vest.
Right.
Well, how much money, Coach? Put a price on it.
100,000.
I already said no to a grand. 100,000, I'm fighting the bull.
100,000, you're fighting
I'm not
him?
Fighting it, but I'll do it, is my
you'll
point.
You'll do it for 100,000.
I'll stand there. If I end up running like a little girl, cool, but I'm giving it 5 seconds.
But here's the deal. All you got to do is grab the money from his back, right? Is that
are
you,
oh, that's are, it?
All you got to do.
Let's set this up, tough guy.
You watched that video and you said, all you got to do is grab that money.
Do you know that those animals are measured? You know that those animals are measured in tons?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They don't measure
those
in pounds.
All you have to do, that's exactly what these idiots thought, is all you have to do is grab the $100. They were down there.
Hold my beer.
But what's his name jumped over Shaq?
You
Shaq didn't have horns and wasn't trying to throw
yes.
him.
But if you can jump high, wouldn't you give it a shot?
No.
Shaq's not going to impale you when his bald head touches
Shaq
your
Shaq is
abdomen.
Standing there not trying to get you. Shaq had his back turned to him.
That circle is pretty small. You have some pretty good ups.
That circle's tiny.
Up.
And if a bull, that horn is trying to get you, he's going to buck up and try to get you with that horn.
How long do you, because seriously, where that gate opens to that first circle, how long is a bull? Because I mean, that bull literally, there's no distance between the first circle. Like that person, their heart has got to be beating out of their chest before that gate opens.
In that circle?
Hell no.
As soon as they said, you're right in front of the gate.
I'm giving you $100. Yeah. Let me out of here. I'm out.
I am the first one. If I am in front of the gate like that, there is no chance I'm even waiting for them to open the gate.
I am getting my face on the wuss cam.
No. You're right. As soon as you pick that circle, you're out.
As soon as they put me in that circle and they go 3-2, I'm running for the fence.
No, not even. As soon as I draw that circle, I'm like, Nat, you're good. Find someone else. Here's my money. I'm out.
I mean, the bull had no choice but to run.
Hey, if you walked out of that crowd, though, good luck finding the lady you went with. You know you don't want to be in the lady with the crowd with the guy who bows out walking back to his seat.
No, but my dad made a great point. Would you date a chick that's down there doing this?
I think that's...
No, she's crazy.
No, she's nuts. She's tougher than me.
Which one isn't? But they... Women are way tougher than men. I guarantee you...
Well, yeah.
A woman would get in there before a man would.
No. What are you talking about? A woman?
What are you talking you think about?
A woman is tougher.
A woman is smarter than that.
Woman is the strongest creature on the world. That's a good point. There's age right there, my friend.
Coach, you were going to say that women aren't tougher than men?
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Women
I'm just
are
saying,
10 times stronger
they
than
are crazy. I cannot believe people do this. And I don't know what I was going to say about women. I've lost my train of thought, but this
is crazy.
Probably
don't you ever watch those videos? It's always men doing the crazy stuff.
No, they're doing the stupid stuff.
Okay, well, yeah. Whatever.
Crazy slash stupid, whatever you want to call
it. You don't see women. They don't make videos of women doing stupid
stuff. Did anybody
stuff.
See an EMT anywhere close to those people?
Yeah, right?
Well, you know, when there's a bull rider, there's at least somebody with a stethoscope.
There should be someone with a first aid kit standing near there.
There is nobody but drunk cowboys and cowgirls.
I mean... For real, though, Eddie, how much to do this? How much to get in there and go for it?
$1 million.
No, be real, because I don't think it would take
$10,000.
You'd do it for
$100,000.
No, I wouldn't.
You would do it for $100,000.
No, Coach. I sliced my finger and I paid $50,000 for it to get sewed together. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is. I'm gonna get killed.
I'm not trying to act tough. I think for $100,000, I would at least try. That's a considerable amount of money. I may run. I may fail and not partake at all.
Okay, you'll give it a shot.
Jump in a circle for $100K.
Would you make it to the gate opening?
If it was the first circle, they couldn't give me enough.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
If it
right.
was right in front of the gate, I'm not doing
and
it.
Let me ask you this: since that was done as kind of a stunt, not a stunt, but a game, like a form of entertainment, not a part of the thing. Wouldn't you think you might pick a smaller bull, like maybe a like that like
yeah, a steer?
Is that not the damn Derek Jeter of bulls? Like I mean, like we just brought out, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah, look at that thing.
That was a big ass bull.
Hell yeah, $100. You know what I'm saying? Like the prize doesn't mean what
Derek
you're messing
Jeter
with. You know,
bulls.
You
got damn. That was the LeBron bull.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. Now Roseanne,
can you imagine the form you have to fill out to participate in that
oh,
game?
Oh yeah,
that's a good point.
There's no chance you're reading that form. You're just like, hey, I'm not going to get hurt.
They have to be lying to those people. There's no way those people know the gravity of what they're about to face when those people
well,
are getting picked out of the crowd.
They do
There's
it
no
all
way.
Over, so
they
it
said
must...
they do it every year.
All right, pull your tickets out.
Here is a quote from one of the spectators.
It's so dumb, man.
There's a statement. You want to know who won, Eddie?
Yes. Yes, who won? There were two people left. Lived.
A hush came across the gym, the spectator said. This did not seem normal for them. I never saw the second man regain consciousness.
Is this on The Onion? No, we watched the video.
This is on Yahoo Sports.
This is the honest to God.
That was a real video.
They were trying to decide who should get the $100 prize, and the people who were still left on the floor said they didn't want it. They said, why don't you give it to the guy that's injured?
That's so nice.
Injured. That's going to pay right at 0.00001% of what you're going to need to like the attention.
Do you think it's the wife that just got life insurance and goes, honey, why don't you go out there? Why don't you go out there?
Honey, got tickets for the rodeo Friday night.
I signed you up for the bingo.
That's so bad,
Cowboy
man.
Cowboy pinball.
What's it called? Pinball.
Cowboy pinball. Wow. And it was really pinball.
Where was this, Coach?
Kentucky.
Oh, right down the road.
Like you couldn't have guessed that.
That was the Owensboro Times. Oh, my gosh.
What is that? What does that mean, brother?
I don't know.
I just
you leave me alone.
Like, if any of our listeners, like, I'm sorry, but... I grew up in Austin, and I've never seen something like this.
They, too, have a rodeo.
They have a rodeo, and I've been, and I've never seen anything like this. So excuse me if I'm, what do you call it, naive?
You're not. Coach, I grew up in South Texas. There are rodeos all the time.
They brought in, like, the little baby boxes and a cute little pair of boots at intermission, and they let you run around and chase, like, a little 10-pound
yeah,
goat.
Yeah, mud.
Like, that was the, you know, yeah, you didn't get impaled by a four-ton animal for $100.
Mutt busting.
Or they do like a pageant where they bring all the little cowboys and cowgirls, and we name Mr. and Mrs. Cowboy and Cowgirl, the little three-year-old division.
Yes, and the teenagers would ride steers.
Who wants to die for a Benjamin? I mean, that's nuts.
Did you win?
Did I win? No, I never got into those.
Brother, were you ever a rodeo clown?
I was at the concession stand at intermission, bro. I was looking up. Been paying with some hot dogs.
Brother, were you ever a clown?
No.
Rodeo clown?
They didn't have enough makeup to cover this face, bub.
Right,
I mean, and that tells you how stupid these people are, because when the bulls come, the normal guys run and jump in the barrels. Yeah. Like, they run from the bulls. These
the people
guys
that do
stood
it for
here.
A living.
I gotta go back and watch what they do.
The people that are making probably a decent living, if not more.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And these guys.
They're wearing, like, the guys that ride the bulls, they're wearing those helmets. You know what I'm saying? With the whole, look like a hot or whatever, the hockey, you know, those big helmets.
Yes.
You know, with a face.
Yeah, with a face grill.
Oh, yeah, a grill.
Okay.
You have to share the video. I know it's funny I was talking about it, but you have to see
this. Oh, we're
going to
share
the
video, brother.
Now, is there any way? I don't know how to share a video, but I want it to start right at that point where I don't want them to have to.
Eddie knows how to do that, where you can get a video and start it at a.
Hey, some of these people barely moved.
Hey, if you
and
know
some
any,
of them just jumped way out of the way.
Hey, if you know any of these you were asking about, number one, I've never heard of this. There's I would no love way, to get no. a tweet if you know somebody that's done this, if this has come to your town, because I've genuinely never heard of this.
I've never heard of it. I want to know just how stupid. Like,
I'm not so sure we'll ever hear it again.
No, we will, because they do it every year. They
Where
said
there's dumb, there's
dumber. Hold on. Hey, Morgan, number
people
one.
People that know people that did this, they don't know how to text.
Yeah, Hillary, come here. We're going to bring the girls in. I'm going to watch this. I want you guys to watch this.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Ladies, are you in here? Where are you at?
Mike Dean, come in too.
Yeah, come here. Come here. Okay.
You all going to love this video.
This is called Cowboy Pinball, okay?
It's shocking.
This is real. It's at a rodeo in
Kentucky.
Set it up, though, so they know what to look at.
And so what you're looking at, you have to stay in these circles, and they have a $100 bill attached to the bowl. And the winner has to grab the $100 bill off the bowl.
They can't get out of the circle.
If they get out of the circle, they're eliminated, okay? You guys ready?
It sounds dangerous.
All right, watch it.
$100. Here we go. Go big. Why won't it go big?
The first time I was like, wow. Second time I couldn't stop laughing.
Here we go. Get ready. We're about to release the bull. Right here. The bull's going to come out. Oh, my gosh. In 3, 2. Come on, fans. Cheer them on.
It happens quick.
Yeah. Here we go. They're moving out of the way. Here comes the ball. Yeah, get our hands up. We're ready. Oh,
who wants $100?
Let's cowboy pinball. Now, brother, be Look quiet. Let's, brother, let's be quiet. Watch this guy right here. This might be my favorite thing I've ever watched.
Is the bull out?
No, I don't know what they're going. Oh, here they go. All right, here he goes. Here he goes. You ready, guys?
You couldn't cue this up a little better, Coach.
I screwed it up. Here comes the bull.
Oh, my gosh.
Now keep watching, guys. Keep watching.
Oh, it gets better.
Keep watching.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Tell us what's happening.
This bull is knocking people. Oh, my gosh.
Now, talk about the guy who still isn't moving.
Brother.
There's still one man still there. Is that girl?
No, there's two girls in there.
Yeah. She looks young. Why would you, for $100? No. Someone could have died doing that. There's no amount of money.
Ask them what you asked us.
How much money?
There's no
You got to put a dollar
See,
amount.
Dollars because that could have killed someone.
See,
life
she's
is
she's
worth more
she
than
gets
money.
It.
She gets it. I mean, she's got to figure it out.
You're
going to
die. Like, you're going to get, you're going to die.
Like to Mike D, how much money?
That first guy in the circle,
a million?
He's coming after you.
We said 100K.
A thousand? That won't pay for your broken rib.
But I think if you strategically look at like where to stand.
Oh, no, but you don't pick it.
You don't get a choice.
No.
Okay, then no way.
Like, they're going to put you right in front of that gate. If you get that circle. Right.
Guys, look at this guy get tossed in the air. Look at this guy. Watch this. Boom, there goes one. Okay. I mean, this. And then here comes. Watch this guy. He thinks he's tough. Boom! Like. The bull is heading right for him, and he doesn't even try to move, and he's still laying there.
He doesn't move.
No, he's
just,
dead.
He's
for
dead.
Sure.
Look at him.
The first guy.
And they just drag him like he's a sack of potatoes.
No, they're doing it to save his life, dude. I mean, if he's not dead, that bull comes back and stomps on his head.
This guy went so high in the air, I thought he started out on the ball. I thought he did too.
He started with his 2 feet on the ground.
They flipped. They all started
in
circles.
Oh, my God.
You can't run from it.
Coach, that's crazy.
No, he was not riding the bull. They were standing there, and
they
got
thrown
in the
circle.
There's $100 on the bull, correct?
Yeah, you just got to grab it.
Yeah, they're trying.
That's all you got
to
do.
They can't chase it. They have to just stand there.
Heck no.
All right.
$100.
Coach, props to you for bringing probably the best video I've ever seen.
I've ever seen. Like, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen. And I mean, we are a sports podcast. We are supposed to be talking what's breaking in sports.
What are you talking about? This is rodeo.
This is... I mean, we probably just spent 30 minutes on the damn cowboy pinball.
We spent 30 minutes yesterday talking about the dude that gave $250 million
to the AAF.
He needs to invest in this game.
Hey, if they put this at the halftime of Super Bowl, I'd watch it.
That's what I was going to say.
Screw
Google,
Maroon
is it,
5.
Is it, it said the Bull Bash Tour. Google Bull Bash and see if it goes anywhere else.
Oh, man, if it goes.
If it comes to Nashville, we're going.
I was going to say, I think it said Bull Bash.
Brother, get me a 12-pack of beer and I'm standing in that circle.
Wow.
I'm honestly shocked that they got people to do that. Oh my gosh. Told them the truth, genuinely. That shocks me that they got that many people.
I mean, it is all over the internet now. Cowboy pinball game turns dangerous as bull flips men into air.
Would your wife let you do that even if you wanted to? No way.
My wife's good at letting me do whatever I want to do.
But we're talking about facing death. Dude.
Oh, yeah. There's bull bash going on in Lufkin.
Probably not.
Honest question.
February 23rd.
Lufkin, Texas?
Yeah, Lufkin, Texas.
That's East Texas. I've been there.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we drive?
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Mike D, yeah. Morgan 1, Hillary.
Oh, that is so funny.
What, is that it? Just Lufkin?
That's all I see right now.
All right, so if you guys are listening in Tyler, Texas, Longview.
If you want to drive out to Lufkin, if you're listening in Austin, you want to. It's worth the drive to go to Lufkin for this.
I would love to hear the Bulls talking to
4 or 5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
If Bulls can talk to each other.
I got them.
Check out what I'm about to do, y'all.
Coach, they need to put this at the halftime show. You're absolutely right.
I mean, just think. You want to draw ratings for AAF football? You put this on the halftime, and everybody is tuned in to see this freaking event.
I truly believe if you put a vest on them and a helmet, they won't die. They may get seriously injured, but they won't die.
I do think they should be protected.
If that guy that flipped up in the air, if he landed on his neck,
he's dead.
A vest and a helmet ain't helping your neck.
And he may be paralyzed, but he won't die. he may not be able to walk again, but he won't die.
He looked like a United States gymnast. It looked like he was doing a triple
axel.
Yeah, Did you see one person wearing any kind of protection?
No, they were wearing a t-shirt.
I'm just blown away. Who's in charge?
I said if you wore a red shirt that day, you'd be out there without
I'd go shirtless.
That's funny. Not you, because you get all nervous and turn red.
Oh, that's
even
true.
Like, even if you forget your gym clothes, you know, they've got an extra pair at school when you're a kid. Like, they don't have any kind of protective gear. Like, here's the bin, y'all.
No,
get
that's
you a helmet,
what makes
get
it,
you something.
Brother,
get you a
that's
hockey
what
stick.
Makes it fun.
No, you know what? He's right,
fun
though.
About that.
He's right. They should, like, provide swords or, like,
something to fight back.
Something. A tennis racket, yeah. Baseball bats.
I don't think a baseball bat.
You ain't stopping that bull with a baseball bat.
Baseball bat is going to do nothing to the bull but piss him off.
Give me one of those hot pokers.
Like, because back in the day, the gladiators, they fought with lions, but they had swords, you know? They had something to fight back.
Yeah. Like a bag of stones to throw at him or something.
That guy in the front, he couldn't do anything. He had no time. But the bull's out and he's hit.
That's how long the bull is. It's like game's over. Game starts, game's over.
As he's flipping through the air, is he thinking, man, I should try to grab for that $100.
Right, as he's coming down.
Like he plays it out in his head.
It's like the Matrix.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
And then he gets back in the stands and he goes, man, honey, that's not the way I saw it going.
Wow. I just missed.
So close.
You wouldn't say I got my ass whooped, would you?
Coach, that's a great video.
And then the second guy, the bull is coming at him. He's looking right at it, and it's like he got stunned. Like he all of a sudden got paralyzed, and he just stood there. He didn't try to move left. He didn't try to move right. He tried to take the bull on head on.
Yeah.
He tried to just say, you know
what?
Well,
he was thinking, I got to stay in my circle. Like,
if you want to know the honest truth, dude, even if they put us out there and we agreed to that 100K thing, I can't even imagine the adrenaline going through
your
body
ain't getting
when that gate
even
opens,
if you
dude.
Agreed,
I can't even imagine.
Brother, even if you agreed for 100K, you wouldn't stay in your circle.
No chance.
No. There's no way.
Because here's what I want to do.
I agree.
I've always said I wanted to go run with the bulls.
You ain't doing it.
Yeah.
No.
That's crazy.
I've always said
you ain't doing it.
You genuinely don't have anywhere to go there, right?
No,
and you can
jump out.
No, guys, what happens all the time is humans trip over each other
and they just
fall over and they get trampled.
The
and I'm pretty fast, so I think I'd be in the lead.
I want to be in the crowd.
Yeah, I don't want to. You guys have never seen the Running with the Bulls and thought, man, that would be so fun to do that.
Nope. I'm not an adrenaline junkie.
You have also thought about, you know, I would love to go into a glass. Show like a glass,
like an antique store, and just break a bunch of glass.
Everything.
That would be so fun.
I'm not jumping out of an airplane. I'm not doing any of that. I'm not an adrenaline junkie.
Oh, I've skydived. I want to go hang gliding. I want to do all that.
Yeah, see, there's a better chance of me getting hurt.
Yeah.
Running with the
bulls
than it is skydiving.
I'm not opposed to the rush, but I just don't think I can bring myself to jump.
Whew. All
right. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's talk Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown, where's he at?
Well, he met with the Steelers owner yesterday, and they cleared the air on some issues, but they both decided that it is time for him to move on. And he was on Instagram talking about how his new team better be ready to pay him. He wants guaranteed money. He's willing to renegotiate his contract, but he wants guaranteed money. And what is his new nickname? I forgot what he said his new nickname is going to be. Antonio Brown, new nickname. I think he said... I'm trying to Google it.
Ronald Ocean?
That's his real name. Mr. Big Chest. Sorry. Mr. Big Chest is what
wait,
he wants to be called.
Wait. Hold up. Ronald Ocean is his real name?
Antonio Brown's real name is Ronald.
I don't know. I just made that up.
Like, that just came up.
I know. I saw that. So, he wants to be called Mr. Big Chest now, and he's on Instagram just talking about, hey, teams, if you want me, hit up my phone. Call me. You can get me. Let's do this. If you're ready to win, I'm ready to win.
Well, what are you waiting on, Cowboys? Let's get him.
A better Mr. Big Chest?
Yeah, that's a stupid name. It's pretty weak. Real weak.
Do you want him as a teammate?
Absolutely.
No, you do not.
Well,
that's my question.
Well, I'm not part of the Cowboys. I don't care if he's a teammate. Like,
but if you're watching that stuff, if you genuinely want to win, like if you're not doing it just to toot your own horn, like you're playing football, you've been doing it as a kid, you want to hoist that trophy, do you want that in your locker room? I don't care what your abilities are.
What are you talking about?
I'm fine with it.
That's what I say.
Because, you know, I don't have to listen. I've heard it all. But if I got a young team, no, I don't want all my players acting like that.
But, like, do you think every locker room's clean? Like, every locer room
no,
has.
No, but when you want a 10-year
vets. Oh, you have your jerks, right. But I'm saying – He's
a public jerk.
You expect leadership when you get to that level. You're talking about a Pro Bowl year in, year out, top-notch wide receiver that's proven himself. I don't think you need those antics to get what you're asking for is my point. I think your on-field performance in 9 years has given you everything that you're asking for in your little foolish videos.
He doesn't scream leadership to me, though. I don't get a receiver to lead your team.
When you're trading him for him, you're not expecting him to be a leader. You know what you're getting.
His talent.
And that's why I told you last week, the first team that popped in my head that he should go to, Green Bay, because they already got Aaron Rodgers, who's a jerk, and no one likes him.
He's not that highly paid for a receiver.
Right, he's really not. He's only like $13 million for next year.
I mean,
$11 million.
Is that what he wants? Because he said his next team better pay me.
Well, what he wants is all his money up front.
Right.
You know, he wants his signing bonus, and that's going
to
be his salary.
He wants to get paid before he clocks in.
Yes.
American dream.
Yes.
That way, if he gets hurt, he still gets that money.
I don't blame football players.
Football players, I don't blame them either, but
do you have to do all that smoke and fireworks?
Two people I don't blame.
You have to, but wide receivers tend to be more boisterous.
They're the divas.
They're sort of the divas, and...
And if you hear that, snotty, that's my son.
He's already validated himself, though. You know, he's a talent. He's not a first year
guy.
That's
what I'm saying. I just think that's his personality.
And do you want that on your team? And I agree.
Well, like I say, if I had an older team, it wouldn't bother me. If I had a bunch of young players, no, I wouldn't want them because I don't want them all acting like. I figure older players aren't going to change who they are.
You know what you're going to get.
Right. San Francisco, young. You don't want that. The New York Jets, you don't want him going there with Sam Darnold. You don't want him going to these young teams.
Like Browns.
The Browns. That's not a good fit because it's a young quarterback. Green Bay, fine.
You say Green Bay, but do you want two divas on your team?
Yes. Yes. What's the difference? They're both. Look. Aaron Rodgers is going to be the biggest diva.
Aaron Rodgers, biggest diva, who runs that team,
team, that's what I mean. And so if you have two big divas, whatever, they only have a couple years left. Their window is closing, so they know they have to go for it. So go get the diva if he's going to help you win. Go. Go get them. Kansas City, I wouldn't want them. You already have enough playmakers. You need defense.
I don't see Green Bay going after him. I feel like Green Bay feels like they don't need an Antonio Brown.
You know who? Seattle. Seattle could take him.
Yeah.
They have a good Russell Wilson. Yes. They have a good, strong head coach. They could figure out. They put up with Richard Sherman for enough years. They were able to bottle up Richard Sherman for enough years to be good and win a Super Bowl. They could do it for a couple years with Antonio Brown.
And I don't even think Richard Sherman had a good, even in the glory days, I don't think it was a great relationship. I think they just did what they had to do. I think they understood the way it was, just like, you know, Box was talking about. You just do with what you have. You know what you're going to get. You know, try to find a way to all we're trying to do is get the trophy.
I wonder if Sherman was trouble before the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Was he?
I think he's always been trouble. I think he's always been a loud mouth, but once you win a Super Bowl, there's more eyes on you, and so you pay attention to it more. And I think, like, Antonio Brown, not a good fit. The Rams, no. Can't go to Los Angeles Chargers, maybe a good fit.
They need a receiver bad.
Well, they got a lot of weapons. I don't know if they really need one. I'm just saying, a veteran quarterback, older team, they're more established.
Is he wanting like a one-year deal? Is he wanting to get in somewhere and stay there?
No, he wants a new deal with multiple. I mean, if you're going to give him guaranteed money and trade for him, I think you're going to.
He's got, 2 years, 3 years left?
Right. But he wants to rework
his. He wants all his money up front. That's what he's.
And he's 31, so how long do you want him?
Not too long.
You want to pay him for 2 or 3 years, and that's it, because at 33, 34 years old, that's a lot of miles on his legs and hits.
You're going to pay him for the next couple of years. Yes. I mean, 2 years.
As a coach, though, when you're paying that kind of money, and I still argue with the guy's leadership, I don't want you to come in there and change my program, but you can be all the antics you want.
He's not changing the program.
No, I'm saying I don't want you to. I'm not trying to get you to come in there and be a coach. I just want you to show you're an elite receiver. While you're here and we're paying you, let's try to embody some of that thing in my new guys. I'd like you to. You know what I mean? I mean, you want that out of somebody with 10 years in any
profession. Yeah, but that's what Lunchbox is saying. That's why they're not going to even mess with that. They're going to go into a team that's already established and already knows who they are.
Right,
that's who's
no
going to get them.
No team doesn't have somebody who's impressionable. You know what I mean?
Okay, so Lunchbox, you think the Packers will probably be your prediction?
That was just my first thought last week when I said who should go after him. Where he ends up, I have no idea who's willing to give up a first-round draft pick for him and what the Steelers expect to get in return for him. I don't know. But that was one place I thought, okay, their window is closing with Aaron Rodgers. If you want to go for it, that would be a good move to me.
Brother Pitts?
I mean, I'm still – I don't see him staying in the AFC, so I have to agree with Box. Where he's at in a team, I don't think so. I think he wants something fresh. I don't think all teams are on his radar. I think he wants to jump ship. I truly do. I as far as the team goes, I'm not calling out that stuff. I don't know people's cap. I see him in the NFC.
You got to make a guess.
See him in the NFC.
Okay.
Giants? Cardinals.
Giants. Odell Beckham Jr. on one side. And,
I don't know, man. I don't know who they're
playing. Eagles.
Antonio Brown.
Eagles. Or I read this. How about Odell Beckham for Antonio Brown? Swap teams.
Oof.
I don't think that helps the Giants.
I don't think so either.
You want the younger Beckham.
And they've got to figure out who their next quarterback's going to be.
Yes.
Like, they got to figure all that out. Well, Toolbox, real quick, who do you think?
Seattle didn't sound bad, but I don't know. The Ravens.
Ooh.
That's a solid guess.
That's interesting.
You don't like Arizona with Fisher?
What do you mean, guess?
he knows something.
Apple, I talked to my sources.
That's right.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree over there, boss.
What about you, Eddie?
Cowboys.
Of course. Okay.
I mean, I don't have a lot.
That would be a good. I mean,
I feel like right now they're strongly considering it.
I just don't know what they have to give up.
I'm not sure Dak is strong enough to
throw the ball deep.
That personality matches the organization.
That's not.
I think you need a quarterback that puts him in his place.
Well, he didn't like that with
Roethlisberger. Doesn't get his feelings hurt because he's going to talk bad about you
if he doesn't get thrown to on every single play.
Maybe that's what Dak needs.
Maybe,
but that personality fits. The Dallas Cowboys, that organization.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Sanders.
Cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Cocky. America's team.
Mm-hmm.
Arrogant.
Arrogant. Correct.
Yes, but all those qualities Eddie loves in a player.
Yeah. The only problem with the Cowboys is they don't have a first-round draft pick to give up this year.
That was a good trade. I would give them all our receivers right now.
You would not give them Amari Cooper.
Except Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper's younger.
Nobody else wants the rest of them.
Yeah, no.
They saw before Amari was there what they did.
But then Chris Sims came out with a story saying that last offseason, The Giants were trying to trade Odell Beckham Jr. until the Patriots became very serious about trying to trade for him. And then they're like, oh, maybe we shouldn't trade him. Hold on. If the Patriots want him, then we're making a mistake.
Well, that was stupid. See what they're going to give you.
So they backed
off. I don't know that I'd want Beckham. Hell, he's always hurt. He's always
a loud mouth. What's he ever done?
But, Dan, can you imagine the press on Brady and Beckham?
I mean, all they do in Gronk, they love Beckham because he made a one-handed catch one time.
Yeah, he's flashy.
And that's what people love. Yeah. I mean, yeah, those gloves really help these players now. They're really sticky.
Those gloves are really sticky.
They're really sticky.
Do the Patriots, their legacy wasn't built on flashy players. I think that's what's so incredible about Bill Belichick.
Right,
that they aren't incredible athletes, but he doesn't really have teams of superstars all the time. Well,
they were undefeated with Moss.
He makes superstars out of the players that he has, which is so admirable.
Randy Moss was a superstar.
I'm
not taking anything away from him.
Superstar.
Yeah, yes.
But that's what they do. They got Moss on a discount.
Right.
And so they were probably thinking, okay, they want to get rid of Odell. We'll take him on a discount.
Right.
And that's
they're not going to give you full value.
They're not going to give you what you want. They're going to get everybody at a discount price. When you don't want them, they take them and they make them flourish. And Randy Moss, he was good there for a couple years, and then they said, all right, we're done with you.
I think it's hard to win at football with just flashy players. I think you can win at other sports with flashy players. I think you can try to buy championships in maybe basketball. You can try. I think football's got so much more than just the ones with the helmets on. I think there's so much more to the success and the wins and losses than the ones on the field. That's why I think it's hard to build a legacy championship program like Belichick has done just with flashy players, man, because...
Well, every sport, the team needs their grunts, the ones that are happy just... to do the work. They'll go in and dig. I don't think the Warriors without Green is.
Oh, he's there.
He will go in and fight under the boards and stuff. If they didn't have him, I don't know that. I mean, they'd still be great.
He'll fight after the game. I mean, he'll fight during the game after the game.
Draymond Green reminds me of Dennis Rodman back in the day. He's the one that will go down there and he'll agitate the other team. You hate him if he's on the other team, but you love him if he's on your team, if you're not sensitive like Kevin Durant.
So he plays a role in the emotional game? Like, I've never seen him in that. I've never even thought of him in that way. Like, that's interesting. Like, so he plays the mental game for the Warriors.
Yes.
He screws with the other players, the other team. Yeah. And if they don't have that, then there's no distraction from the other team. And the Warriors can just play their game and win.
Yes. He's the irritant.
Well, but he also does the work.
Yeah, he does
the dirty work. It's like gets under and gets rebounds. I mean... You don't see Durant or anybody else underneath their fight.
They're role players. It's more than just a position. You know the role that you're supposed to play.
Steven Adams for the Thunder. Is another example. He is going to get
down
there.
You're dropping all the threes you can, though.
Threes don't. They miss a lot of threes, too.
That's true.
They're called the Splash Brothers, but they do have a lot of bricks, too. Okay? They can be called the Brick Brothers sometimes, and you got to get those rebounds. But if you look at like Oklahoma City, Steven Adams. Is the guy that
gets down there, the
dirty work. And you have to have those types of players if you're going to win. You just have to. You have to be like Chris Bosh when he was with the Heat. Yeah. He could have been he's a superstar in the NBA, but he went down there
took
a back seat and he did the grunt work. People used to say, oh, Chris Bosh, he's really fallen off when he went down to Miami. No, he said, you know what? I'll take a back seat. I'll just get rebounds and I won't worry about my points. I'll let LeBron James and Dwayne Wade get the points and get the accolades when I was a key cog in that. Without him, they don't win.
If
he tried to be the person like a me, it wouldn't have worked the same way. Like that coach puts their players in the right. I mean, he's going to do it.
Patriots this year. You have Rob Gronkowski. He didn't have that great a year, but what did they do? They used him more as a blocker this year than they ever have before. And you have the quote-unquote blocking tight end, Dwayne Allen, who came over from the Colts. He just gets down there and he blocks. Yeah, you would love to catch the ball in this new wide open NFL where you're the tight end and you want to catch passes, but we want you to block and you have no problem doing it just for the Super Bowl ring. Got it.
Because they want to win.
Yes.
They want to win.
Well, yeah, Gronk couldn't move. And that's why we think he's going to retire still.
Yes.
But I also will go to the Warriors. Klay Thompson. I mean, he's one of the Splash Brothers, but he's not the heralded one because he doesn't score every...
Right.
He has his games when it's his time.
But he plays great defense.
And Durant and Curry are the ones that are looking to score every night. Thompson, it's once a week.
And he's okay with that. And he even said that I will take less money to stay in with Golden State Clay when he becomes a free agent. So that, I mean, that just tells you he doesn't mind his role. He enjoys winning.
Let's be real though. Less money is
we've had that conversation.
That's what I laugh about when these people talk about, oh, he could sign a max deal for $230 million if he stayed with, like, Anthony Davis, if he stayed with the Pelicans. And if he goes somewhere else, he can only get $190 million. I'm like, that doesn't matter.
You wouldn't lose sleep over $40
million? Well, it does when you spend like that.
Not when you got $190.
When you got $190 and it's just going to keep – you're going to get
your money. I mean, he's young enough. But he guys, we don't know.
We don't know what they do with their money. They don't know if half of it is invested on something.
That's their problem. At the end of the day, $190 million is still $190 million.
That's their problem.
If they could blow
190, they could blow 230.
Number one, because 190.
That's why they need 230, because they're blowing 190.
You could put 10 or 15, 20% of 190 away, blow the rest, and still never have to worry about it. If you're smart, you get that kind of money and you ever face financial trouble, you're an idiot.
I honestly believe athletes now have smarter people.
A lot smarter.
It isn't like the old days. I mean, you're going to get the outlier, but most of them nowadays understand that it's not forever.
I bet you every time this like money talk happens, Eric Dickerson's like, man, WTF. Like, like he
born in the wrong decade.
But he got the worst name because he would ask for more money. And they wouldn't give it to him.
In Major League Baseball. He did the same thing. He fought for free agency and he got, you know, people get mad.
People were like, look at this greedy guy.
Yes.
And those guys were playing back when they were actually playing football.
Well, you know, they were getting paid, but you were getting hit. And they actually had jobs in the offseason because they weren't making enough during the season.
And you know what people are getting upset about now is hand jobs.
What's that?
Hand jobs.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Dawn Moon, she lives in Sandusky, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
She became a nail technician 10 years ago, and she always dreamed to open her own salon. She finally did. She named it Hand Jobs. And now the town wants her to change the name.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Hand Jobs, Nails, and Spa.
A lady decided to name it.
Yeah, Dawn. Dawn Ho.
Dawn Moon.
Moon.
Dawn Moon. Got a picture of Dawn.
No picture. Just
why,
picture
Why hand. Do you want to see what Dawn looks like?
I just want to put a
brother, it's a manicure place.
I know, but you just want to put a face with a name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's like a, what's that Vietnamese food called? The pho? Pho?
Pho.
And then there's like the Pho King.
Yeah.
You know, like they do that to be funny and all, but like really
it's the
like
Pho King Palace. They've
I got kids nice... in the back of the car that are reading signs. Like someone's gonna be like, hand job.
Well, is it, what was that vasectomy doctor in Austin? And Dick Chop or something?
Yeah,
Dick
Chop. That's right. I do remember that.
Dick Chop.
Shut up. Dick Chop.
Yeah, but they want her to change the name and she is fighting back saying, look, I mean, if your mind goes there, your mind goes there.
Honestly, that's what I was going to ask. What did she do wrong? Extremely distasteful.
No, it's not distasteful. It's funny. It's smart marketing.
I mean, that's what she's doing. Hand jobs.
Yep. Yeah, no, I don't think legally they could make her change that name. Like, really, I just don't. There's nothing inappropriate about it.
You know what she ought to do legally? She ought to be like, look, it's hand and a job. What are you? Because honestly, it doesn't say anything. We all get what it insinuates.
No, brother, I know that's what we're saying. Like, she doesn't mean it. Obviously, she, like Lunchbox is saying, she's meaning for it to be funny and clever so people can be like, yeah, look at all the publicity she's getting.
We're talking about
her stupid nail salon called Hand Jobs now.
One quote said, what the hell are people thinking? Take it down. I cannot believe she is allowed to use that name. Offensive.
No. People made that name offensive.
What inch nails can you get? How many inches are your nails?
How many inches are you talking,
like
brother?
2-inch nails or like the long nails?
What are you working with, brother?
I would love. Can you pull up her menu? I would love to see
I wonder how much a hand job costs.
I'm sure they're not that expensive.
If she's that clever, I find it hard to believe that the marketing aspect of that stops at the name.
Listen, when you're dealing with these manicure places, you got to make sure they're clean too. You don't want dirty hand jobs. Like you want.
That's what I'm saying. I bet they're called different stuff. Like the different stuff you're getting.
Like what? Give me an example.
Like if you just want,
you can get a $20 hand job.
Can you get like a
really
not bad?
That seems affordable.
Can you get like a two finger, like three finger hand? Like if you don't want the whole, you know what I'm saying? Like if you're just looking to get three fingers,
brother.
No, I'm talking color. Like you get three fingers.
Sounds like
pink and two
problem.
Colors. Purple.
Yeah, brother.
You guys are gross. You ought to be in business.
They're not gonna. Does she change the sign?
I don't think she does. We can call her and ask her.
Would you send your teenage daughter to hand jobs to get her nails done for prom? Like she can't be doing too much.
Hey, Hillary,
Hillary,
can you call this number real quick?
Are you kidding me?
We're going to call ahead. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And if for whatever reason it doesn't work out, we'll take it out of the
Let
podcast.
Let Box do it. I'm not going to say nothing. Let Box do it.
Hey, can you call this number? It's hand jobs. Can you just call?
No, no, no. Hillary, it's Hillary. It's a nail salon. Relax.
God.
Yeah, geez.
Hillary.
Would you go to a salon called hand jobs?
Would you go to hand jobs to get your nails done?
Hillary, can you do it from here?
Yeah, I'll go have to go do it in there.
I'll go do it in
there.
Okay. Morgan number one.
Yeah.
She can't hear me.
Oh, here. Morgan one.
Would you go to the nail salon hand jobs to get your nails done?
Wait, come in here. She just looked like, what is he talking about?
Why are we going to call this lady?
Just, we want to ask her more.
Yeah. All right, Morgan number one. There's a lady in Sandusky, Ohio. She opened a nail salon called Hand Jobs. Would you be a client?
No, it's quality work.
Yeah, it's quality.
It's just manicures. It's just stuff for your nails.
It's professionally done.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like most salons have weird names.
Like?
For nails.
Pretty nails.
Happy nails. Just, yeah. You know, random things. I would probably, if there was another one across the street called Happy Nails, I'd walk into that one over hand jobs. But if I was...
Well, hand jobs usually leave you with happy nails.
If I was really in a pinch.
If you were desperate and in a pinch.
That's right. Happy nail, happy... Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I might go in. I mean, it just depends on what the business looks like.
Yeah, it just looks really nice.
It's
like
downtown... Where?
Sandusky, Ohio.
A place that you would just... Looks like a nice nail salon.
Like, would you call your mom? Hey, mom, let's go to hand jobs.
Girls, let's get hand jobs today.
Yeah, hand jobs.
I would probably just think that the person who named it didn't know what that stands for and isn't from here, possibly.
She's not.
Oh, she's foreign.
Well, what's her name?
Dawn Moon.
Dawn, are you offended by it? They're trying to make her change the name.
I'm laughing out loud as I'm driving by hand jobs.
And exactly. And you're telling your friends, right?
Yes. I'm probably going in there just to get an Instagram story of what it looks like inside.
There you go. And to take a picture in front of hand jobs. Hey, look, Rob's hanging out today. Eddie, don't worry about it. We don't have to call.
Wait. We're working on it right now. Okay. Lunch, you take this call.
All right.
This is great.
We're calling hand jobs.
That's right. What's your name?
Dawn.
Hand jobs,
staff. Yes, ma'am. I was just calling to see. Do I need to make an appointment for a hand job?
What service are you trying to get?
I was just trying to get a nice, you know, solid pedicure.
A pedicure?
Yeah.
We do walk-ins or we take appointments.
Do you do manicures too?
Yep.
What kind of hand jobs do you do? Like, what do I need to bring?
Your hands.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I didn't know much about. I don't know much about the pedicure business. So I couldn't go anywhere with it. I called it the wrong thing.
You don't know much about the pedicure business.
I wanted you
Coach,
to manicure.
You said hand job and you wanted a pedicure.
Coach, like, I didn't know. I thought pedicure was the name.
That's a foot job.
Right. Yeah, that's a foot job.
Which is a completely other different
Dang
thing.
It. I wanted you to ask if you got to pick who gave you a hand job. Do I get to pick who gives me the hand job?
We need to call her back, though.
Yeah, there's so many bad things you could do and still be clean.
Do you want to call her back and tell her who you are and then just ask her about her sign?
I think that would be fun. Be honest with her, man. We do a podcast.
Call her back.
We're blown away.
Let's call her back. Dang. I was just trying to be...
You screwed that one.
Was she born?
No. No.
Was that Dawn?
I don't know.
It sounded like it was Dawn.
Do they have any other locations?
No, they don't have any other
locations. Yes, Hillary, this is a sports podcast calling a manicure place called Hand Jobs. You're not listening to the wrong podcast.
We have gone totally off the rails today.
What's what happens when you bring your baby to work?
Yeah, and Pitts is here. My dad, Ray has missed. This might be our favorite show ever.
That's my favorite.
I mean.
I hope this is Dawn.
Wait for the tone.
Is this professional?
Yeah, professional.
Dawn, I changed my mind.
Hey, buddy.
I want a foot job.
Hey, buddy. Hi.
Eddie, you talk to her.
No, I'm good.
Oh, good.
All right.
She's probably going to see our number.
She's going to be mad at us.
hand jobs, nails, and spa.
Yes, ma'am. I got a question. Okay, so my name is Lunchbox, and I do a Sore Losers podcast, and I found your story about hand jobs and people being upset, so I wanted to ask you a few questions about the salon and the backlash that you're receiving.
Okay, okay, hold on.
Okay. Are you getting me Dawn? Yes.
Yeah, Dawn. Oh, good. We're going to talk to Dawn.
This is Dawn.
Dawn, how are you doing? This is Lunchbox of the Sore Losers podcast, and I just want to say I absolutely love your idea for a nail salon and your business name. Can I just say that?
Thank you.
So tell me about the backlash that you've received from people in the community. Like, what are you hearing? Why are people so upset about hand jobs?
Well, of course they're thinking that we're doing other things here, but no, we just do nails and feet.
And, like, have people tried to force you to close or change the name of the business? Have you had any picketers, anything like that? Or is it just kind of like social media talk?
Oh, just social media talk.
And how long have you been in business?
We opened up yesterday.
Wow. Whoa, wow. So you are that new and your story has blown up that fast?
Yeah.
How's business?
Our chairs are full right now.
That's what I'm now. When you named it hand jobs, did you know what you were doing? Did you know what you were getting into, or did you really just think, "Oh, that's a funny name"?
We did not expect all this.
Have you been able to? Yep. My name's Pitts. Have you been able to market us? Like market your? Backlash? Like if you wanted to say, you know, you put a grand opening in the paper or something. I don't know how big your community is. Have you been told you couldn't advertise because of your name?
No.
Well, that's awesome. So where are you getting most of the backlash?
On social media.
Okay. But like in your town, so you're not facing like city leaders that are coming by. Are you in a retail shop? We're just enamored by your business. We think it's amazing.
Thank you.
I think it's kind of bold too.
Well, thank
that's
you so much.
Where you're going.
Well, I really hope your business succeeds. And I mean, really, this is the best. You're never going to have to market. You're not going to have to spend money on marketing or advertising because you, just by opening your shop, you have created a whole storm of people. And I think you're going to be so successful. And I wish you all the luck. And thank you so much.
Yes. Oh, okay, Don. Sorry, I have one more question. I'm Eddie, by the way. Do you have any creepers going in there going like, I want my hand job?
They haven't came in, but they've messaged us.
Okay. Did you think that's what we were calling for?
No.
Yeah, when I hung up, I was like, well, that was awkward, and then it was cool, and then it got awkward again.
And then it got awkward again.
Don, thank you so much.
Thank you, Don. Best of luck. We love you. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
You think there'll be any hand jobs on Groupon?
Very interesting.
Man, that, guys, we just got to end it. I mean, I don't know how else you, where else you go from there. We just had Don from Hand Jobs.
Yeah, that's it. Hey.
I mean, that was great.
That's funny.
Where was she at?
Sandusky, Ohio. She seemed like a real nice lady.
And she opened up yesterday.
Yesterday.
Can you see that in like a just a parking lot with a grocery store and a smoothie place and a chiropractor like we're all used to? And then just
that's probably what it looks like if I had to imagine it.
But I'm saying like in a retail with a big neon sign that just says hand jobs.
Yeah, it would be the neon sign that moves, you know? Like it'll just be a hand that's like waving.
That's hilarious, dude.
No. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's crazy she opened yesterday.
And I think, listen, if she's smart, she trademarks it, and then she can license.
Franchise. That's right.
Because that is a...
Call her up after the podcast, Coach. Talk to her some business.
Yes, we're going to talk business.
Yeah. All right.
All right, everybody. Hopefully you had a great time with us. We had a great time. Thanks for joining us. My dad, my baby, Pitts, Eddie, the ladies, Morgan number one, and Hillary. We appreciate your opinion. If you find yourself in Sandusky, Ohio, get you a hand job.
Yeah, say hi to Don. Tell her what's up. Get you a hand job.
Oh, man.
All right.
And if you want to be crazy, get in that rodeo pinball or whatever.
Oh, God. I even forgot about that already. I'm going to watch that video again.
Okay.
Hey, will you post that on our Twitter?
I'm going to post it. Can you show me how to start it right at that point?
Yeah, okay. I'll do it.
All right, we're out of here. Have a great day. Hit us up on Twitter. Listen, you have to go to Twitter and watch this video. You will never see a better video, and you are going to share it. Tell your friends. It is hilarious. Sore Loser Show on Twitter, and we'll send you a link to hand jobs. Maybe you can get you one. All right, have a great day.
Goodbye, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.